The Youth's Instructor, August 3, 1899. The Character That God Approves, Part 2. The Youth's Instructor, August 3, 1899. The Character That God Approves, Part 2. I appeal to the youth. Consider your ways. Take time to think. Weigh your actions and see what advantage it will be to you to serve the purposes of Satan and do his pleasure. In doing this, you dishonor God and grieve the dear Redeemer, who has paid the ransom for you by dying on the cross of Calvary. No power will be sufficient for you, compassed as you are by temptation, until Christ dwells in the heart by faith. Then you will make him your daily pattern, practicing his virtues. You need to cherish that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. This faith will be revealed in your life when you make Christ your personal Savior. As you cast your helpless soul on Christ, you will receive pardon for past transgression, and the truth, brought into the sanctuary of the soul, will transform the whole character. No youth can withstand the temptations of Satan if the truth, with its purifying, uplifting power, is not abiding in the heart. Truth has a correcting influence upon the life. It is a divine sentinel, keeping watch in your souls and rousing to action against Satan's assaults. Under the divine influence of truth, the mind will be strengthened, the intellect invigorated, and there will be a growing up in the knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Do not tarnish the truth by indulging in habits and practices that are inconsistent with its holy character, but hold it as a treasure of highest value. If you would resist the temptations around you, you need to be sure that you are on the Lord's side, serving in the army of Prince Emmanuel. The Lord desires you to understand the position you occupy as sons and daughters of the Most High, children of the Heavenly King. He desires you to live in close connection with Him. Cut away from everything frivolous. Do not think you must indulge in this pleasure and in that. Determine that you will be on the Lord's side. If you will stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, faithfully doing his service, you need never yield to temptation. For one stands by your side who is able to keep you from falling. Every youth is granted a probation in which to form a character for the future immortal life. Precious golden moments these will be to you if you improve them according to the light God is permitting to shine upon you from his throne. While every grain of knowledge which parents and teachers are giving you should be carefully cherished, you are to bear in mind that there is a deeper teaching than any that human beings can give. Christ is the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He must dwell in the heart by living faith. Then his Spirit will be through you a vitalizing power. Will the youth turn their faces heavenward? Will they open the chambers of the mind to the Son of Righteousness? Will they throw open the door of the heart and welcome Jesus in? What beauty of character shone forth in the daily life of Christ! He is to be our pattern. There is a great work to be done in fashioning the character after the divine similitude. The grace of Christ must mold the entire being, and its triumph will not be complete until the heavenly universe shall witness habitual tenderness of feeling, Christ-like love, and holy deeds in the deportment of the children of God.